I love this child dearly.
He thought he was the baby's daddy.
When did she tell you that the child may not be yours?
We were arguing, and she said, he's not yours anyways.
Until they tested his DNA.
The child was not your biological child.
Yes, ma'am.
A father looking for payback.
He looked at my son and told him, don't call me daddy because I'm not your daddy.
Judge Judy.
Just because you were young and stupid doesn't mean that the child's got to suffer forever.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old wildlife technician Donnie Bennett Jr. is suing his ex-wife, 22-year-old Tiffany Morgan, for the return of child support. Donnie claims a recent DNA test proved he is not the father of their son.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 496 on the calendar in the matter of Bennett versus Morgan.
Thank you, Bert.
Mm-hmm. Parties have been sworn in. Judge, you may be seated. Folks, have seats, please.
Mr. Bennett, according to your complaint, sir, you and the defendant were married. You are now divorced. During the time that you were married, you had a child.
No, Your Honor, actually, the child was born previous to the marriage on August 18th of 1998.
And when were you married?
In October of 1998.
And you acknowledge this child is yours. The judgment of divorce names that child as an issue of the marriage.
I'm not sure on that, Your Honor.
Do you have the judgment of divorce?
Yes, I do.
Well, let's take a look.
I believe this is the judgment of the divorce.
Yeah. Yes, very clear. It says it is hereby stipulated that the parties have one minor child and they'll share legal and joint physical custody. After the divorce, sir, you had, for some reason recently, had the child's DNA tested, and it turned out that the child was not your biological child. And you want the defendant to return to you the support that you've paid for the child, as well as the medical expenses you've paid, et cetera, et cetera. The defendant says that she told you way back prior to the marriage, when she became pregnant, that the child may not be yours and that you chose not to have DNA testing at that time. When, for the first time, did you indicate to Mr. Bennett that he may not be the biological father of this child?
When I was about a month along. I wasn't quite sure at that time.
You were seeing two different people?
I was actually seeing, me and Mr. Bennett had broken up. I went with another man. Mr. Bennett had begged me to come back to him, and so I did. And I found out after we had gotten back together about 2 to 3 weeks later that I was pregnant.
When did, for the first time, did you tell him?
I was about a month along.
What did you say to him?
I told him that I had slept with another man and that I was pregnant, that it could be his child. I wasn't sure either. I've never been sure until recently.
Mr. Bennett, you kept shaking your head no. When, for the first time, did Miss Morgan tell you that you may not be the biological father of this child?
She actually never told me, except for, and the only thing that really, honestly, because I love this child dearly, would hurt me, would be to tell me, oh, he's not yours, to be angry, and to hit me below the belt on this.
I asked you a question. When, for the first time, did she tell you that the child may not be yours?
Honestly, to where that I didn't take it as her being angry.
No. I want to know when she told you, whether you think she was being hurtful, whether you think she was being spiteful, whether you thought she was joking. When, for the first time? Was it during her pregnancy?
No, ma'am.
Was it immediately after the child was born?
It was after the child was born in the first year.
Within the first year, and you were still married?
Yes.
What did she say to you at the time?
We were arguing, and she said, he's not yours anyways, in an argument.
Did you at that time know that during the time prior to your getting back together again that she was seeing somebody else? The answer was either yes or no.
It's a yes, actually, that I did know that she had seen somebody else. Did I know that it was sexual? No, I did not.
Did you ask her?
No, I did not think that it was any of my business.
So, at the time that you were actually living together, she did say that to you on at least one occasion?
Yes.
Now, you said that she told it to other people, too, because you started to say to me she didn't tell me directly. And then you said, well, she did tell me directly. She told it to other people. Who else did she tell it to?
She actually has said both ways. She said that he is 100% Donnie's child to my mother the day the child was born. He's Donnie's baby. Donnie's so happy. I don't know the exact wording that she used.
What I'm asking you, sir, is you said she told other people. That the child may not be yours. What other people did she tell?
She'd said it to my mother in an angry, same way she'd said to me before.
When?
During the marriage.
During the marriage?
Yes.
So why, Mr. Bennett, did you wait until after you were divorced to pursue that issue? Why did you wait?
I didn't, honestly. I always thought that whenever she'd say it like an anger out of an argument. I never took it as an actual true comment. I always took it as, I'm going to make you think I'm going to hurt your feelings.
That's the way you interpreted it. Now, tell me under what circumstances you had the child tested.
Me and Miss Morgan talked on the phone in October of 2001, I believe. And that's when she told me that he may not be yours, that he was another man, or he was actually, he could be of several different men's child.
Yes.
And she named off a couple different men.
You mean she was happy with you when she was telling this to you?
She was not necessarily happy, but it wasn't out of an argument.
That's not something that you say just lightly. I mean, you're not, you're not giving me the whole conversation, Mr. Bennett.
You know, I don't recall exactly how this conversation occurred. I know that it occurred that the fact of, you know, DNAs, the fact of, you know,
do you remember?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you tell me?
Okay, first start off is that Donnie's mother did know. Donnie's mother also said while I was pregnant that she was going to have a DNA test done as soon as my son was born. October, we talked about it.
October of 2001.
We talked about having the DNA test.
Why at that point? That was after your divorce, is that right?
That's correct, because I was tired of all the court dates and all that kind of stuff, and I just wanted to see...
What kind of court dates?
Child custody, child visitation, child support. I wanted to know for myself and for my son who the father was.
Okay.
And Mr. Bennett did tell me that he wanted to do the DNA test, but he couldn't, and that he didn't have the money. Then when I went to go pick up my son December 7th of 2001, he was very angry with me and had thrown a DNA test in my face, and his mother and his girlfriend were up in my face, spitting in my face, telling me I was a in front of my son. He looked at my son and told him, don't call me daddy because I'm not your daddy.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Donnie Bennett Jr. says his ex-wife, Tiffany Morgan, lied about the paternity of their son. Donnie says recent DNA tests prove he is not the father.
Go ahead.
He had the opportunity to have a child, the child DNA tested.
Why didn't
but yet
you?
Chose not to.
Why didn't you, Miss Morgan? Why didn't you insist that the DNA test be done?
Oh, I did. I did, Your Honor.
No, no, no. You didn't. You didn't. What I don't understand. I mean, I'm not excusing Mr. Bennett if he, at this late date, wants to go back and take care of something that he should have had taken care of at the time of the divorce. But my question to you is, if you were so conflicted during the course of your pregnancy, tell me about what you did to insist that a DNA test be done even after you were married and the child was born.
I kept telling him that we needed to have the DNA test done because we needed to know. His mother was in the hospital with me at that time, and so was he, saying that it was okay, that if he wasn't his son, that they would still love my son no matter what. And his mother wouldn't let us get married until my son was 4 months old, so that way she said that she could see if he looked like him or not. My fiance now, who was my best friend at that time, Arthur, he knows that I did tell Mr. Bennett on several occasions to have the DNA test done, that I wanted it done, and that I was going to try to save up money to have it done.
Okay. All right, now let's get to the legalities of this issue. At this point, the judgment of divorce from the state of California stands. Is that right? Or you've had it modified?
It's been modified, yes.
It's been modified.
Well,
good. Let me see the modification.
I don't have the modifications right here in front of me.
Well, I have to see the modification.
Do you have the modifications?
What is the modification?
The modification says that there is no issue of the marriage.
I have one that was nothing about marriage, but it was a stipulation regarding modification of child custody, visitation, child support, that Donnie signed away his rights to my son.
All right, this is January 16th, 2002.
And that was our last court date.
This only indicates that he has given up his right to custody, granting you full custody. He has given up his right to visitation, and that the parties agreed that there would be no child support.
That's correct.
That's what this says. Mm. This does not modify this judgment of divorce, which says that there is an issue of the marriage. He has not given up his parental rights. Was that explained to you?
No, it wasn't.
His parental rights have not been terminated. He has just agreed, at least for now, not to have custody, not to seek visitation, and you agreed that he shall not support the child. But that does not modify this judgment of divorce. So legally, sir, you are not entitled to your money back. Because you are still legally the child's father. And until the modification, which didn't take place until January of 2002, you are obligated to pay support pursuant to the judgment of divorce, which is still in full force and effect. You got it?
Yes.
Now let's talk about morally. Well, I really have no problem in telling you that you don't have a case. I believe, Mr. Bennett, that you knew from the very beginning that there was a possibility that you were not the biological father of this child. I believe that based upon common sense. The vast majority of women do not, even in anger, they may say a lot of things to their husbands about a lot of their bad habits and a lot of the things that irritate them. But even at the height of an argument, they don't say to them, "And you're not even the father." That's something you don't say. If she said it to you, and she said it to you during the course of the marriage on more than one occasion, then it would seem to me common sense would indicate that what you do is, you may say, "Listen, while we're together, I love this child, biological father or not. I was there when he was born. I raised him." But at the time that you and the defendant decided to divorce, it would seem to me that was the time to step up to the plate. And before you allowed a judge to say there was an issue of the marriage, you say, "I want to have a DNA test." You chose not to do that. You chose not to do that until support proceedings became contentious with the defendant. And at that point, you managed to scrape together the money to have the DNA test, which you should have had done before. So I believe, Mr. Bennett, that you knew that there was a possibility all along that this was not your biological child. You just chose not to act on it. And for that, you don't get your money back. I think it's very unfortunate that this child still doesn't know a biological father. Does the biological father of this child know that he has a child?
I have contacted the parents, and they have told me that they do not want to have anything to do with him because it would ruin his reputation because he's a minister now.
You've left your child in a state of limbo, and that's unfair. Child needs a father. Just because you were young and stupid doesn't mean that the child's got to suffer forever. You understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, I do.
Good. Your case is dismissed, Mr. Bennett.
Well, is our excuse. You may step out.
She's the one that's lied. She's still lying to people, telling people that he's still mine, actually.
That's just a bunch of bull.
I asked her several times, "Don't you think we need a DNA rat?" She kept telling me, "Oh, it's his baby. Don't worry about it."
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Bowen versus DeSilvia. Step forward, please.
49-year-old chef David Bowen is suing his neighbor, retired clothing designer Fiona DeSilvia, for a false arrest, harassment, and defamation of character. Fiona says David threatened to kill her.
Mr. Bowen, you are the apartment complex manager of the complex where the defendant resides. Is your claim that she twice had you placed under citizen's arrest?
Yes,
falsely? The defendant says that you have, in fact, been harassing her over an extended period of time. When did the problems begin between the two of you?
Approximately about 3 years ago. She made false accusations to my owner that I scratched her car, I messed it up, and everything else.
Now tell me about these two arrests.
The first one was on December 21st. They arrested me for making a terrorist threat against her.
What was the nature of that terrorist threat, madam?
After the papers had been served the first time.
What papers?
The restraining order. Your Honor.
So you had filed for a restraining order against
him? That is correct.
When did you file for a restraining order?
December. It was served on Mr. Bowen on the 21st.
But you had filed that because you said he had threatened you before?
That is correct. There had been a long history of it.
What was the result of that hearing?
I was ordered to stay 2 yards away from her and her car.
So she was granted the restraining order?
Right.
Your Honor?
What?
Mr. Bowen also applied for a restraining order, the first of 2 times that he has done so, and was refused.
So what was this terrorist threat that he made to you on the day he was served with the restraining order application?
As I was coming home, approaching my door, Mr. Bowen burst through his door, which is exactly 6 feet from mine, and pointed at me with great fury and shouted, "You are dead, you are dead." I then called the police.
It was after that incident that you had a hearing before a judge.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was granted a restraining order.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now I want to hear about the second false arrest.
The second time was February the 2nd. I called the police because she was following me around with a camera and tape recorder. And I asked her to get it out of my face. And she just laughed at me. The police officer says this is an unenforceable restraining order because of the limitations on it. She placed me under citizen's arrest then.
For what?
And for violating her restraining order. And I was under California law. He said, "This is a stupid restraining order," and he released me.
That's interesting that a police officer said this is a stupid restraining order.
I never heard about that. I think that the officer decided to interpret this in his own way.
Can I see a copy of the restraining order, please?
When it was first granted, Your Honor, the judge asked him if he understood
completely. I want to see a copy of the restraining order. Mm-hmm.
That's the first restraining order filed.
No, I want to see the... Listen, do you have a copy of the final restraining order?
Yes, I do.
I'd like to see it, please, because it's giving me a whole bunch of stuff.
And here's when I took her back to court on the original restraining order.
You were denied a permanent restraining order. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
Then you can hold on to those papers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the judge heard testimony. There was a hearing held. Mm-hmm. And after that hearing, you were granted a permanent restraining order until the 7th of January, 2005.
Correct. Okay. The judge was very careful in asking Mr. Bowen if he understood how this worked.
Well, it seems to me one of you people has to move.
I have been evicted.
You have been?
Yes.
What was the basis of the eviction?
The first basis of the eviction, Your Honor, was retaliatory, in that I received it the morning after the restraining order, and then after he had tried to get me to rescind the arrest. The second one was for renovations.
Renovations?
Renovations.
Renovating the whole complex or just your apartment?
Oh, just mine.
So he's evicting you so he can renovate the apartment. Where do you live?
San Diego County.
And they can evict someone because they want to renovate the unit?
Yes, they can.
Are you a month-to-month tenant?
Yes.
Ah, I gotcha. All right, so then you don't have to deal with each other anymore, is that right?
Right.
Perfect. Your case is dismissed, sir. Let me explain something. You went to court, a judge heard the evidence, a judge issued a restraining order for 3 years. So evidently, the judge at that time, after hearing all of the testimony, which I will not hear again, determined that she was entitled to a restraining order. Do you understand? So you're not entitled to relitigate that issue. Case is dismissed. That's all.
What is our excuse?
Thank you, Your Honor.
You may step out.
She's harassed me by cussing me out.
I did not know why he was bringing this case at all.
She's followed me around with cameras, tape recorders.
I really don't know what makes one person obsessed with another in an unnatural way.
Two and two don't add up.
It's been very grim.